Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Well, welcome to another session of Sanity. Let me put it that way. Here on the Joe Messina Show, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. That way there, you're part of the solution. And I say it all the time at the beginning of every show because I think it's important. It's important to remind you that you can make a difference. As irritated as you are, thinking that she can't do anything, but she can. It just takes tenacity. You have to stay on it. You can't give up. And many of you do that. You give up before you really have a chance, just before the breakthrough, if you would. And it's too bad because you're right there. You know, the left does a great job, by the way, at that. They are great at the long game. They are great and making sure that, you know, they stick with it, that they run you down. Seriously. All right, look. I can't stand it. I can't even speak. Look, President Joe Biden, in his meeting with the Japanese minister, or president, I mean, didn't even know where he was walking or where he was going to. Had no clue. He had to be led around by a Marine who kept pointing for where he needed to step, what he needed to say. Seriously? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, again, media out to demonize the police. They're working overtime to do it. There's no question about it. I don't care who you are or what you think. Pay attention to see what's happening. So you see the video. There's a video out of Chicago. The Chicago police firing nearly 100 bullets at the suspect during a traffic stop. Now, corporate media rushed to smear the cops. But when you step back a bit and look at what happened, it's a whole different animal. Now, the footage opens up with a female officer, four other officers approaching Reed's vehicle while he rolls down the window. But he refuses to exit his SUV. Now, the policewoman keeps telling him, out. You need to get out. Basically, the video footage on Tuesday, and it showed the moment when plainclothes Chicago police officers unloaded nearly 100 rounds during a traffic stop. They killed a man and subsequently leading to the negative anti-cop coverage. However, the narrative of the police killing of an innocent man, it runs counter to the facts of what went down. See, you guys forced him to wear the cameras, right? And now with the cameras, what are you going to do? You're going to refute what the camera sees? 26-year-old Dexter Reed was killed during a March 21st traffic stop. He was in Humboldt Park. After officers in an unmarked cop car pulled him over for failing to wear a seatbelt. Right? Not a big deal. Would have pulled over. So the wild footage shows the female officer asking him to get out of the car. Now, he's rolled down the window, but he refuses to exit his SUV. She starts getting more forceful. He's got to get out of the car. The officers then back up. A major shootout subsequently erupts, sending everyone scattering. Now, again, there are 30 videos on this between the cops and, you know, local videos from security cameras. And you can see fully what's going on between all of them. You gotta use your brains a little bit, right? Reed is seen on the ground near the rear passenger wheel of his car, which is full of bullet holes. Policewoman calls for an ambulance and reveals the officer has been shot. Cops handcuffed a motionless Reed and say that he started shooting at us while trying to locate his gun. The corporate media thought, well, hey, let's not waste any time on this one. Let's go right to press with it, so to speak. And they ran, CNN was the first to jump on it as an anti-cop situation where another black man was shot. And they ran the segment. Now, CNN also interviewed members of his family and the family attorney, but didn't bother to interview the dissenting voice. The attorney alleged without evidence that the cops conducted an unconstitutional search while the family members mourned Reed's loss. What you see is, how did a traffic stop for not wearing a seatbelt with 96 gunshots, an injured officer, and a dead 26-year-old? Well, some are now saying that Reed fired at the officers. Now, some think that the stop should have never happened because, you know, well, it's only a seatbelt. What's the big deal? Well, it's still only breaking the law. What's the big deal? Right? No, honestly. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability, however, revealed that evidence showed that Reed had fired first during the shootout. One police officer was shot in the hand. Four other officers, they returned fire, killing Reed. All told, 96 bullets were fired in 41 seconds. Wow. Now, yeah, maybe it was overfired, whatever you want to call it. We'll talk more about it the other side of the break. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, I'm back anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get, do something. How about that? Just do something. Anyway. All right. Some crazy stuff. I love this. Sheila Jackson Lee's at it again. If you don't know her, she's a representative out of Texas. She talks about the moon being full of gas. Okay, I'm not going to touch that. But anyway, she's talking about the moon being full of gas. It's a planet that's mostly made up of gas. Her words, not mine. And she turned her gaff around, and she slammed Republicans on social media. She got a whole bunch of backlash about her ignorant comment. And she, you know, received for telling school children that the moon is made of gases ahead of Monday's eclipse. But a lawmaker said that her Republican critics are hounding her because they have a lust for stupidity. Think about what she just said about herself. She gave a speech at Booker T. Washington High School in Houston on the day of the eclipse. She was telling the assembly of students, sometimes you need to take the opportunity to just come out and see a full moon. Is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. Did her and AOC and Harris all go to, I mean, really, seriously, between the three of them, can we hit an IQ of 90? 60? 80? Whatever? Seriously. So anyway, that's why the question is, well, how could we, as humans, live on the moon? You know, especially with the gases such as they are. Now, elsewhere in her address, as she was giving her speech, she described the moon as a planet as well. Another inaccuracy. The lawmaker's speech went viral on social media due to scientific errors, which became all the more notable in light of the fact that she was once a leader of the House Science Committee's Space Subcommittee. Isn't that great? Now, Jackson Lee responded to the criticism she received by insisting it was a mistake, that she was referring to the sun and insulting Republicans as foolish thinkers, just looking to stir the pot. Right. Whatever you say. In the next post, she said, obviously, I misspoke. I meant to say the sun. But as usual, Republicans are focused on stupid things instead of stuff that really matters. What can I say? Foolish thinkers. Period. She then turned it into a political indictment of her opponents, adding they should be focused on issues like prenatal care and building more affordable housing and more reduction of student loan debt, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, not quite. Also, she said, I care more about these children who would not have experienced eclipse in the enthusiastic manner. And I care more about protecting the rights of women children than engaging in this kind of senseless dialogue. Conservative radio host Michael Berry, he torched the congresswoman. He came at her and say, stay strong, queen. In a world of knaves, numbskulls, and fools, you alone are wise. Lead on, visionary vixen. Our nation needs you now more than ever. God, it's just amazing. And these people keep getting elected. And, you know, I always say the same thing. It isn't them. We shouldn't hold them out. No, what we should hold out is, God, the people who vote for them. Yeah, I said it. Juanita Broderick, she had a good... this is hilarious. Sheila Jackson Lee is dumb as dirt. Always has been. How on earth did she get elected? It was my question, too. How do you keep bringing... Who was the fella that was worried that Guam was going to tip over because we had too many military men on one side of it? I mean, what was he thinking? And he thought he was dead serious. I mean, he was dead serious, period. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. She is a real piece. But actually, she's the gift that keeps on giving. I don't want her to go away. I love it. You know? All right. Let me see. Oh, yeah. The media went to town on Biden. And I'm glad they did. I'm glad somebody did. Medal of Honor recipient David Bellavia, he called out President Biden for his foreign policy in the Middle East, and more information was revealed about an anti-Israel protest who called for the complete annihilation of Israel. Now, the Iraq veteran, who was awarded the Medal of Honor for his heroism in Battle of Fallujah, he went on a show to discuss Biden administration's stance on anti-Israel, anti-American rhetoric. Now, he believes that there's a significant issue with foreign policy. He said maybe this administration would take it more seriously if we looked at it as, you know what, Mr. President, that's a threat to democracy. Now, isn't it death to Israel, the largest democracy in the Middle East, death to America? This is what we're hearing now across our own country. It's almost as if we were so consumed with sending the FBI to people's front porches to question what they posted on Facebook that we don't care about anything else. He's got a point. We reserve our FISA courts for our political opponents, not for threats, right? Especially ones that emanate or spread overseas. But now they're right in our own backyard. Now, he reacted to anti-Israel activists who went viral over the weekend for, you know, just yelling death to America on a regular basis. Let me see, yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? See if I can get this thing to play. If it plays, great. If it doesn't, we'll figure out a way to make it. But you really, you can hear the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel, screaming about, you know, again, death to America, death to America, death to America. And when does it stop? When do you get involved and make sure it stops? You just let them go on because they have a freedom of speech. Is that how that works? All right, this comes from Fox and Friends. I don't know if it's going to play right, but I want you to hear it. Let's see. Come on, come on, come on. You can do it. Yeah, you do that. Oh, there you go, right there.
Al-Quds Day. They're condemning Israel. Watch.
This is, they're saying death to America, death to America, and there's a crowd there repeating it back. Joe Mancini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is reiterating his stance that abortion laws should be determined by individual states, suggesting he opposes national restrictions.
Every legal scholar, everybody from the Democrats and Republicans, they wanted to bring it back for 53 years. Bring it back to the state.
Speaking in Atlanta, Trump also expressed confidence that the Arizona law recently upheld by the state Supreme Court will be rectified with the involvement of the Democratic governor and other stakeholders. President Biden, in response to today's latest Bureau of Labor Statistics report, says inflation has notably decreased during his tenure. He also said he continued his belief that the Federal Reserve will reduce interest rates before the end of the year. Give me a break, give me a break, give me a break from that Krispy Kreme donut. Krispy Kreme is unveiling three fresh flavors of Kit Kat donuts for a limited time. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Come on. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We were listening to a Michigan-based activist associated with the Hadi Institute, meeting and basically encouraging, listening to, working with the group, speaking to Death to America. I mean, how does that happen? Take a listen. And he's not stopping them. He's right there with them. Right? And again, why can't we push back on it? Why can't Joey B. step up, protect this country like he's supposed to?
I'm joined by a member of Israel's Knesset.
There we go. And speak to it. It makes no sense. If you love the country, if you think it can be fixed, if you don't think it can be fixed, there's, 146 other countries? Figure it out. Iran's supreme leader... the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, he spoke at a prayer ceremony celebrating the end of Muslim Holy Month. He promised to retaliate against Israel, saying it will be punished for an airstrike that demolished Iran's consulate in Syria. In his remarks, Khamenei said that the strike, which left several Iranian generals dead, was wrongdoing, and it can do it on Israel. It was like they in cold blood, bunch of anything should. Israeli Katz posted a tweet shortly after the remarks, vowing that Israel will respond to any Iranian attack. If Iran attacks from its own territory, Israel will respond and attack in Iran. Israel had not acknowledged its involvement in the airstrike. 12 people were dead, including 7 Iranian Revolutionary Guard members. Look, people, it's a war. It really is that simple. It's a war. There's no niceties in war. You don't want to kill women and children and people that aren't involved, of course. In his speech, he also criticized the West, particularly the U.S. and Britain, for supporting Israel. The Iranian leader specifically condemned the West for not doing more to end the war. Well, wait a minute. You guys could end it in a heartbeat. Stop giving money to Hamas. Stop egging them on. Instead of yelling debt to America and debt to Israel, maybe you could change your tune. Anyway, it's not going to stop anything. Matter of fact, it's going to give Israel more resolve, and I don't blame them. And if I was president, I would be helping Israel. I would be supporting Israel. If you want to show me at all that you're serious, that you want to make a change, right, especially in Iran, release the hostages, all of them. Just say, here's our goodwill gesture. Here, take your hostages back. They're a pain in the butt anyway. Now, I don't know if the Republicans really can pull this off. I don't think they can. But the Republican senators are gearing up to prevent all legislative business in the Senate from going forward if they don't get a full trial into the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, 6 sources have spoken up, right? And they said that there's over a dozen GOP senators that have been planning for more than a week to obstruct legislation or the legislative proceedings. Well, be careful to put you in jail like that with the January 6 people. And regular business in the Senate, right? And points of order were not agreed to in the impeachment trial of Mayorkas when the House impeachment managers deliver the articles to the Senate. The Senate runs on unanimous consent. Right, a Senate Republican aide familiar with the talks told Fox News that any one senator can stop it. That's pretty tough. The aide revealed that the conversation has been ongoing since last week. A certain set of facts or points of order will need to be agreed to. Once the impeachment articles arrive in the Senate. Now, it's interesting to watch these guys work, to watch the Senate work. They're supposed to be the grown-ups of the group. I mean, you got certain facts, certain points of order. They'll need to be agreed upon for the impeachment article. Once the impeachment articles get there, and you got to get everybody to the same page. Although I think this is a fool's errand to a big degree. Now I understand kind of why they're doing it, because if you do it, you do the trial, it extends out, it's on C-SPAN. Then you will get Democrats to watch it. And hopefully they'll start questioning what's going on. They won't do anything about it ultimately. Top Senate Republican source shared that this type of holdup is always possible in the upper chamber. If one senator can choose to object at any time and slow a bill down. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. House Speaker Mike Johnson out of Louisiana, he decided to wait until next week to deliver the articles. See, this is where finesse comes in. This is where understanding the process comes in. Mike is fairly new. And I wish he would be more aggressive, but with a plan. You know what I mean? So he's decided to wait until next week and deliver the articles of impeachment to the senators. He's facing pressure from the GOP senators who didn't want the impeachment trial to take place ahead of the weekend. They want to go home, relax, and then come back. Now, if Schumer and the Democrats seek to table the impeachment trial next week, there'd be nothing stopping Republican senators from objecting to basic procedural measures. This is going to be a big deal. Right? I mean, seriously, they need to drive a point home. They need to make sure that this is all over the media. And that C-SPAN covers it properly. I think they will. Covers it properly, right? And I think this is simply to get it out there so people can see the facts, they can see what's going on, and decide for themselves as to who's out, who's telling the truth, and who's not. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. Will you stop it? Yeah, never mind. We got a new job trend, right? I don't even understand this. Resenteeism. Has employees coasting through work days and hanging on rather than quitting. These are mostly Gen Z workers. They boast of a quiet quitting, right? And bare minimum on Mondays. Wow. Similarly, your viral sensation, quiet quitting, when employees get to bare minimum done on the job due to a burnout or feeling like they're being underappreciated because, you know, they weren't given a raise to VP after being there for 3 weeks. The latest career trend is called resentism. That's what it looks like, ism. It captures workers' tendency towards the low productivity because they're resentful. They realize that they have to stay at their current job because of financial obligations and responsibilities. Right? But they're not ready to leave the position. Because they're in so much debt. I mean, a lot of them are in debt. Lots of debt. The unproductive mentally is affecting both small business and large companies. Right? Now, local news source reached out to three of the employee experts about how this is on autopilot. Really, it's low. This is all low labor, low skill labor work. Now, what is resentism? A district manager with Insperity in Kansas City, Missouri, said that resentism describes the employees who remain in roles they find unsatisfying, either because they don't believe they can find a better job opportunity or they just can't quit right now. I mean, I get it. I don't think I've been in that miserable of a job, but I've been in positions where I couldn't wait to get out. Had to finish it off properly. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I have so much fun with this board. I've only had it for years. You would think I'd know by now. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure for you to be in here. And listen, we have a live chat room at joemessina.com. You have a lot going on there, too. You can speak to people smarter than myself. Really? Seriously? Talking about what's going on, you know, how the new trend for employees is coasting through a workday. They're just hanging on until the next good thing comes. And they're openly admitting it. You know, they hate their job, but at least they're making money. Right? Or it's not about making money anymore. Jennifer Libby, a district manager with Inspirity in Kansas City, Missouri, she said this resentism, it describes employees who remain in roles that they find unsatisfying, either because they don't believe they could find a better opportunity, you know, make more, whatever, make more money. Over time, they begin just resent working. And I got to tell you, I don't quite understand that. You know, I've had jobs in my day, like working for Burger King. I think it was one of the first jobs I had. The first job I had, I think, was working at a sub shop. And I don't know, I guess I really got taken advantage of. It was like $2.15 an hour. Okay? And then I went to work at Burger King. And I think it was a dime more. And boy, was I excited. I was happy. I was excited. I was ready to go. Worked the night different. I mean, you did what you had to do to make money. I needed my weekly, you know, six-pack of beer, put gas in my car, go out with the boys kind of thing. And that took money. Daddy wasn't paying it. Senior manager for a furniture company in Georgia said his day-to-day routine has become one of regret and resentment due to the lack of engagement at work. He's also given more work to do without financial reward. Figure that one out. What do you want, more money for doing a job that you normally don't do? You happy to have a job? I mean, that, some people think that's a harsh mindset to have, but hey, I'm happy to have a job. He said, my wife works part-time as a nurse, and that helps cover our fixed expenses. Right? He says he doesn't really care for his job, but it pays well. He's 15 minutes from the house. What's wrong with that? How bad can that be? Anyway, I mean, I seriously understand that people not liking their jobs, they don't like what they're doing. But you're paying your bills. I know that some of you say that's a lousy reason to work, but it's not. Better than sleeping in your car, and if you're not paying your bills, you don't have a job, you probably don't even have a car, right? Hey, remember Nathan Wade? Yeah. You know, the lover of Fannie Willis, whatever her name is. Yeah, he's now trying to get out of alimony payments. And child support payments to his ex-wife. After resigning as Trump prosecutor over the improper relationship he had with Fannie Willis. And I think it's hilarious. All of a sudden, with all the money he made, he don't have enough to pay her anything? This ought to be good. Wade withdrew from the Trump Lawfare RICO case after Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ruled that he must be removed in order for Soros-funded district attorney, Fannie Willis, he didn't say that part, to continue in her RICO case against Trump and the co-defendants. Now, during his time at the district attorney's office, after Willis had properly hired Wade, right, she was sleeping with him. Wade was paid over, now we find out, over $700,000. It can be recalled that Soros-funded Fulton County District Attorney Fannie was subpoenaed to testify in the divorce proceedings. I mean, think about that one. With everything that was going on, that would have been a field day. Now, these revelations about Willis and Wade's secret and nefarious relationship, it came to light after Mike Roman, a former Trump campaign official and co-defendant, moved to accuse both Willis and Wade of misconduct. I mean, the way it plays out, if it doesn't look like misconduct, I don't know what does. I know this judge, you know, the judge on this case was really having a hard time with it. You know, I mean, Nathan Wade's ex-wife, she's seeking the contempt of court action against him for cutting off children's financial support and abandoning her amid an illness that she had. What a cold individual, huh? I mean, seriously. The court documents show that Wade was allegedly seized financial assistance for their daughter's education, living expenses, and their son's nascent soccer career in Europe. Now, these are all things he agreed to. I wonder what happened. $700,000 a year, this shouldn't be a big deal, right? I mean, seriously. I love this stuff. I really do. I read this stuff and think to myself, well, what did you think you were doing? Did you not believe, or did you believe that you were going to get away with this? Just amazing. All right, Joe B's at it again. None of you will be surprised by this. I know you won't. But Joe Biden sat down for a one-on-one softball interview with Democrat-friendly Univision. Biden attacked the Second Amendment during his interview. He told Univision host Enrico Acevedo that he used to teach law school. His words, exactly, and I quote, "I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school from the very beginning. There were limitations. You couldn't own a cannon." Uh-huh. Now, the Univision, of course, he didn't push back. He's not going to. But, you know, it's a brazen lie. First of all, Biden never taught a single class there. There was never a ban on cannon ownership. And Joe is a legend in his own mind. He has worked more places. He has been to more churches. Seriously. It's just amazing to me. Now, again, Biden was never a professor or a teacher after serving as vice president. He was paid to give a few speeches, right? These are typical of a career politician, seriously. But he never taught any classes. And the Cannon argument, you know, totally debunked on a regular basis. According to pretty much 100% of historians, there's not one example of a law banning private ownership of cannons. Not one. Biden got 4 Pinocchios by the Washington Post fact checker for this. But he doesn't care. He's been making this claim and claims like this forever. You know, and again, where he's, what, he went to a Irish church. He went to a black church. He was raised, I mean, seriously. Can you imagine all the stories floating around in his head? It must be very busy space, don't you think? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Now, there's a rumor going around. I don't know how true it is. And if somebody finds it and wants to send it to me, I would love it. But Trump shared an image of a 2018 letter from Stormy Daniels on his Truth Social account. Above the image of the letter from the porn star turned darling of the Democrat Party. They love her now, right? Because she hates Trump, or she supposedly hates Trump. He said, look what I just found. He asked, will the fake news report it? No, of course they won't. Why does he ask stupid questions like that? He's not a stupid man. Really. Here's what the 2018 letter that Stormy Daniels allegedly sent said. You know, which should be the end of yet another fake case. Another fake prosecution. Right? It's an official statement by Stormy Daniels on January 30th, 2018. To whom it may concern, over the past few weeks, I have been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship. One that I had with Donald Trump many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 06, in 2011, 2016, 2017, now again in 2018. She said, I'm not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. Now, I'm not going to further comment on this matter. I'm going to leave it alone and move on. So, I'm sorry. Is there a problem? I mean, in all sincerity, what else do you need? It's her signature. On a letter, she's going to say she was forced, coerced, paid $130,000 to do it? I mean, this, as a matter of fact, the story was broken and reported at the Gateway Pundit. Go check that out. But with a new twist from the whistleblower who claimed that according to the dirty lawyer, Michael Avenatti, who defended Stormy Daniels in her so-called hush money case, the affair with Stormy Daniels was not with Trump, but instead with Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, who was trying to extort money from Trump. Right? Just amazing. I mean, this political world is nasty and it's dirty. Really, seriously. All right, when we come back, retired Major General Paul Valley joins me to talk about some of the unrest that's going on in China, Ukraine, the Saudis, Israel. Need I say more? So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Five.